Thanks for joining us. You're watching Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. Now, if you're into digital payments and trying to understand a bit better about how this can boost your business and also perhaps trying to think about data security, this would be the kind of interviews that you want to stick on and watch, because joining me in the studio is Joshua Smith, the founder and the CEO of Techies. So Joshua, let's go with the first step on what Techies is all about.
Techies is a digital payment and identity verification platform. What we're building is Southeast Asia's first, basically. And what we want to do here is help people onboard verified customers and ensure that payments is really collected by real people.
Okay.
So irregardless of your personnel that are transacting with you, you want to make sure that you're dealing with a real customer. And okay. The customers also want to know that they are with they're dealing with a company that is really prioritizing their safety and security.
Okay, what is the difference between you and other solutions providers that are currently in the market right now?
So, a lot of there are a lot of segmented payment providers and verification providers also. What we do differently is combine these two verticals, I would say, eKYC and digital payments, by ensuring small business, medium business, or even enterprises come to us with a one approach solution. We have a solution where you have just two APIs, one for eKYC, one for payments, and you onboard yourself with this whole flow with one merchant.
Okay.
If you're a company looking to do verification and payments a year ago or 2 years ago, without Techies, you'd have to go to two different merchants, sign two different NDAs, two different merchant agreements, and onboard yourself.
Okay.
And then get these services populated in your platform.
Okay. Do you feel that the market is going to be rough considering that economic conditions are facing a lot of headwinds right now?
Definitely. I mean, there's a post-lag for B40 recovery after COVID, right?
Okay.
Looking at that landscape and how, you know, budget reforms are coming about for 2023, it's definitely going to be tough. And that's why we're here trying to provide a solution to minimize that effect at to most small businesses. And okay. Why I say that, because Techies' business model is we pride ourselves on paper transaction, no setup fee, no annual fee, no monthly fee. Basically, you just use for what you pay, and how we simplified it to make it more efficient in terms of onboarding. And that allows people to, how do you say, forego that setup fee, which a lot of small businesses care about, actually. We just talked to a few potential clients, and one of the things, you know, putting themselves in the place of a big business, they would say, oh, it's a small amount. But for them, it can be a very big amount to onboard a service without knowing the outcome. They don't know their CAC, they don't know their specific LTV of that particular customer. So spending a few thousand ringgit to have that service on board without knowing the outcome is a bit tough for small businesses.
CAC being the customer acquisition cost, LTV being the lifetime value of the customer.
Exactly.
And of course, we're looking at companies that might not necessarily be savvy enough to understand all this.
Exactly.
So does this mean that you, in order for you to grow your business, you also have to take on that whole education aspect as well?
Exactly. And that's why we've just launched news.techies.com.my. And in that portal itself, we'll be going through a lot of these things on best practices for security.
Okay.
Why you need eKYC if you're an e-commerce business.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of e-commerce business think like, okay, I'm just collecting payments, I'm selling someone something. But are you delivering the item to the actual person?
Yeah.
Or are you sending it to an identity stolen, you know, a theft, basically, right?
Okay.
And then we're also looking at, you know, ensuring the importance of data, because we have this beautiful dashboard at the end of the day that allows our business partners to see how many verified customers come on board, what their collections are like, and where they're shopping from.
Okay.
And this all holds value to the lifetime value of that end user for the business.
All right. On a company basis, how's Techies coming about? How many people do you have? What kind of solutions are you working on? And what are the results that you can share with us right now?
So we just launched actually on the 8th of September. And in that time, I mean, we were working already beta testing with a lot of customers. A primary use case is logistic companies because they want to verify customers and collect payments from them. Mm. A lot of government entities, because our main investors Hi-Tech Padu, so we're also leveraging their clients.
Mm.
We have 10 people on board now, full-time. We've also leveraged a lot of part-time freelancers to minimize costs as a startup.
Mm.
So total headcount, I would say, is about 16 at this point of time.
Mm.
And I can't share the actual figures with you in terms of like our revenue, but do know that our transactions are growing on a monthly basis of 14 to 15%.
Okay, and where's the knowledge base coming from? Are you guys having a background in this particular space, or are you learning on the go? What's the story?
My background is in engineering, so always that problem-solving mindset is there.
Mm.
But my team is also very adept. Like, we have a variety of backgrounds in this industry. Payments, we've got a payments expert who built an e-government solution. We've employed that person. We've got a EKYC machine learning specialist in the team also that foresees the whole architecture of how we should use algorithms to make sure that there are no deep fakes, for example, or no scams on document landmarks, for example. So the team is very diverse, from operations to tech to data, and myself doing the business portion of it. But I'm also a techie at heart. So that all brings together a very nice sequence, I would say, like a fusion of identities to make that team very diverse.
Mm. Okay, we'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more with Joshua Smith of Techies. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me Joshua Smith of Techies. Let's talk a little bit more about the importance of the ability for companies to learn more and try to grow their business with better data security. We've heard data security, or we've seen reports of data security breaches again and again.
Exactly.
Perhaps that's the one point that many businesses or SMEs in Malaysia might not necessarily have the, number one, know-how to do it, but number two, the resources to enable them to be more secured online. Do you feel that these are the two items that you really need to solve to help your clients grow further?
Correct. Education is one, but on the other aspect of things, like, it's also the viability, financial viability, right? Like I said before, like, you can't expect a business to, if for example, taking a customer that has a lifetime value for a business of 20 ringgit, you can't expect to that business to pay 5 ringgit to onboard that customer,
yeah,
right? That's a good 20% of that lifetime value, right?
Mm.
So in that way, Techies is trying to bridge that gap, allowing very seamless onboarding, making sure data is secure. We employ a few features. I won't say our platform is 100% secure. No platform ever is, right?
Mm.
There was a big payment gateway recent. I mean, everyone knows it was in the news, right? There was a breach there. So it's not 100% secure, but we're employing methods to really make it secure day on day. So what we do is we do hashing, we do encryption, we do role access limitation.
Okay.
Also do deletion requests. So businesses and customers can actually request from Techies to delete their data after, if it's not auditable, after 7 days. So we're happy to even do that on that level. But we also have, we work with cloud computing providers that have multi-region, multi-zone kind of deployment schedules. So we don't have all the data sitting in one place.
Yeah.
So in that sense, we already employ a lot of techniques to enable data security to be at its top front, utmost, forefront, I would say.
Yeah.
But education is still key, like you said, right? We need to really emphasize that not only FIs need EKYC and then do payments after. It needs to be educated at every platform in the future, and that's what we foresee, right, with Techies. By 2025, 2030, not only FIs will need to do EKYC, you will not be going anywhere to do your thumbprint and, you know, submitting your IC. Everything will be done online via a link, you know, ekyc.techies.com.my, for example,
yeah.
And then you verify yourself, make sure you are you, prove that you own that identity card or you have that IC number, and then go about your business.
Okay.
It's very important for any other business.
Now, like I said earlier, there are a lot of providers in this space, and you were talking about how you set yourself up apart from these guys, but they have been around for far longer.
Of course.
Do you feel that you're behind the curve in terms of trying to get the best solutions out there for your customers? How do you intend to close that gap with existing or incumbent players right now?
That's the beauty of a startup, right? Like, we've seen startups like Uber, Grab come into the space, and they delivered solutions that the taxi chain never thought of doing, you know? And that's what we pride ourselves on. We are very agile, small team, vibrant team, and we are on that verge of thinking out of the box. So we're always looking for new solutions, not only to build ourselves, but also maybe partner with people. So yeah, if you're a business and you're looking at doing something in this space, and you know you want the help of EKYC and payments, and you know you have a data analytics platform, for example, we were happy to work with you to, you know, bridge about that gap. And I think I wouldn't say we're behind the curve, but we're just playing slight catch up to some of the big boys out there. And the fact that we can combine these two verticals, EKYC and payments, is already one step ahead of them, even though we're some steps ahead in the other space.
Okay. You were talking about Hitech Padu being your biggest investor prior to the break just now. Let's talk a little bit more about the relationship between Hitech Padu and Techies.
Yeah, so they're a major investor. And what happened was the bridge of that idea came about when also I saw a lot of gaps in Hitech Padu and their existing clients.
Yeah.
And that's where we saw the ability to put two and two together and say that most clients in the future will need EKYC and payments.
Okay.
And that stemmed Techies' idea initially, and that's why they're on board as our main investor. They really believe in Techies, and a lot of their clients now are on board with us.
So let's talk about the clients that are onboarding with you guys. First of all, do you feel that this is kind of a sweetheart deal? They being an investor, they funnel their existing clients over to you guys. Number two, is it sustainable to grow your own business outright?
Definitely not sustainable. It's just to give us a kickstart. We definitely want to go on to do our own business, we say. Even Series A, we're looking at a lot of institutional investors, VCs, angel investors, is to expand our reach, right? Like, we don't want to be reliant on Hitech Padu. And of course, you know, Hitech Padu can give us, to some extent, the leverage, but that, I would say, it's the kickstart and the baseline. Once that's over the board, I would say we're happy to have them as our main investor, but you need to grow with the community. Our main market is the SMEs, where Hitech Padu is not there yet, right? We want to really grow with the community, the SMEs, the small business owners, to really derive solutions for them to take on board and offer that instrumental value that they can change their business landscape with Techies.
Okay, and of course, we're looking at, you were alluding to Series A. What would be the timeline when it comes to, say, trying to get more funding, especially now when, you know, VCs are a little bit more careful about who they spend, how much they spend on?
Exactly.
I'm sure it's going to be a tough environment for you to grow. Is this the right time to grow your startup?
Definitely a very challenging time, Ryan. We're looking at doing a Series A round end of next year. It might be a bit sooner, but looking at the market situation at this point of time, you're right, totally right. It might not be the best scenario. So we want to actually be on the verge of profitability, which a lot of VCs look for now,
yeah,
and then go for Series A.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that might be very tough, because I'm sure you guys have a lot of cost. You guys are, at the very least, your customer acquisition, your own customer acquisition cost, not your clients' CAC. But that will be a bit more tough on your end, no?
Correct.
And therefore, you're actually inhibiting yourself from finding growth, finding funds to fund your growth. Is that a fair statement?
It's, I think, let's put it this way. It's not, we don't need that funds to grow exponentially, because the market is already there. People are looking for these services. So instead of us reaching out, the likelihood of people reaching inbound basically to us is 5 to 1. Right, so the market is there, we're ready to grow. It's just about developing the best solution out there, funneling some funds into R&D, and that's what we're doing at this point, and we have enough funds to do that.
Okay, we'll go for one more short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more with techies. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me Joshua Smith of Techies. Joshua, taking the conversation outside of Techies, do you feel that the environment that we're facing towards the end of the year is facing some interesting changes? We've talked about how the economic headwinds might be tough. What would be some of the trends and some of the items that you see is important for us to think about when it comes to 2023?
Digital marketplace adoption is going to be sky high. Everybody will be looking to expand their business and increase their viewage across multiple segments, right?
Okay.
So the main guys, Lazada, Shopee, Zalora, will be there definitely, and they will enhance digital e-commerce spend. If you look at the trend, you know, $14 billion was spent on the internet economy in Malaysia alone, USD.
What, last year?
2020.
Oh, okay.
So 2021 was 21 million.
Okay.
21 billion. Billion.
Yeah.
So that is a 47% jump
yeah.
in that span, right? And we're looking at the same or similar kind of growth through
for this year.
For this year. 2023 will either taper down or stagnate.
Yeah.
But that already shows people are adopting the digital technologies and will continue to adopt digital technologies to ensure that their business stay afloat.
Yeah.
Afloat and grow.
Yeah.
Yeah. The landscape will change, but I'll put you, paint the picture for you, right? 2008, the Lehman Brothers crash and the market crash created a downfall of economic turmoil, right?
Yeah.
And Facebook was born in 2009.
Yeah.
So, that being said,
that's
like,
a good kind of analogy.
Yeah, right. So, great companies actually built in a lot of these
economic uncertainty.
Yes, situations, right?
Tough economic conditions.
Correct. So people tend to find the best kind of solutions and look for the best kind of solutions to work with in that kind of period. And we're hoping that we can be that gap to a lot of companies that are thinking, oh, maybe we should shut down at this point of time. But no, let's see what we can do with them, increase their customer retention. Hopefully increase their data security to ensure that they are collecting payments correctly, on time. So all these things play a part in Techies' growth. I'm not hoping for economic downturn, but like if that happens, and especially in Malaysia, we'll be here to try and help you, help businesses solve that, you know.
Other than this economic trend of digital adoption, what would be some of the trends or themes that you feel is important for us to discuss?
Data security, definitely one. Identity theft, number two. And then number three, I think it's more about education, like you mentioned before, right? A lot of people in Malaysia were lagging behind in terms of like the... we always import blue-collar workers, white-collar workers. We don't export as much.
Yeah.
So the forefront of education needs to be changed in Malaysia itself, right? People need to know that what kind of skill set they should be learning now to make them more employable, to make them more valuable in the market.
Okay, what about Malaysia being a market in itself? Do you feel that Malaysia is big enough? Say, for instance, Techies themselves, do you feel that Malaysia is, you know, plentiful enough for you to work with, or there is a need for you to grow and expand further?
33 million population. It's a great test bed. There about 85% of the 900,000 businesses in Malaysia are SMEs. Mm. So there are a lot of opportunities to grow. But that being said, we're building Southeast Asia's first unified digital payment and identity verification platform, right? Mm. The potential of Southeast Asia is so much bigger. We're already in talks with the likes of partners in Singapore, Indonesia, Philippines to expand further in terms of payments and identity verification. Mm. So yes, Malaysia is a great place to be to start, to grow for the first 1-2 years. That's what we're committed to do to help Malaysian businesses. Mm. But we're not closing that door on expanding in the near future or post that 2 years to Southeast Asia.
Fantastic. I wish really all the best for you
Thank
guys.
Thank you so much, Ibrahim.
And of course, if you learn more about Techies, just head on to their website or their socials and find out more there. There are plenty of interviews like this that can be found on Notepad. Just go to astrowan.com, look for Notepad. In this case, look for Techies as well. Until then, thanks very much for watching and goodbye.